Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic crash on the N1 Western Bypass heading from Four Ways out towards Rivonia Road. It's affecting the highways badly in both directions. And in that area, Rivonia Road is a mess. Ballyclare Drive is a mess. Kelvin Drive is a mess. Summit Road is a mess. Bryanston Drive is a mess. All of it very, very slow. People trying to skip the highways.
The Tshwane Metro has confirmed that the Zanzu nightclub in Pretoria has been operating illegally as a nightclub. The club has been closed by police after videos of torture at the establishment emerged on social media. Tshwane spokesperson Selby Bokaba says that the club was zoned as a Category 1 business for refreshments and not as a nightclub. The news from war-torn Sudan. A monitoring group claims that at least 200 people were killed by a paramilitary force south of Khartoum. The foreign ministry, meanwhile, claims that the real toll is closer to 400. The death toll arose from a three-day assault on the city, the latest in almost 2 years of fighting in this country. And then news from Europe. Washington said Russia and the United States will name teams to negotiate a path to ending the war in Ukraine as soon as possible. The superpowers met on Tuesday in Saudi Arabia without the Ukraine or the EU. I'm Marlene Frischer. More on these and other stories at 5.
We start off with some cricket news. Protea bowlers, well, they've been chasing massive targets on the Pakistani pitches in the build-up to the Champions Trophy campaign. It starts this Friday and it's against Afghanistan, so we've got a bit of work to do. The bowlers have conceded over 300 runs in each of their warm-up matches for the tournament so far, and pitches in Pakistan are said to be flat and considered batting paradises this time of the year, so some big scores expected in the 50-over tournament. Everton's new stadium at Bramley Moor Dock welcomed 10,000 fans for a testy evening that featured the under-18s in a friendly match against Wigan Athletic as the Premier League club prepares to say goodbye to Goodison Park at the end of the season. Our construction of the new 52,000-seater stadium took 4 years and will also host matches at Euro 2028. Novak Djokovic has urged tennis authorities to look at overhauling the sport's anti-doping system, pointing to inconsistencies involving cases with Jannik Sinner and Igor Swiatek and those of lower-ranked players.
Majority of the players feel like there is favoritism happening. It seems like it appears that you can almost affect the outcome if you're a top player, if you have access to the top lawyers. And Sinner's got suspension for 3 months because of the mistakes and the negligence of his team members.
That 3 months, of course, does fall within the two Grand Slams, the Australian Open and the French Open. So very strange that the World Anti-Doping Agency would agree to something like that. But stars, South African golfers, Charles Schwartzel and Brandon Grace have confirmed their participation at this year's SA Open. It's going to be held at the Durban Country Club. The duo compete for Stinger GC in LIV Golf, and they're going to be going to join Dean Burmester, who's the defending champion, in a strong local field. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.